This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Bird Show.
All right, if William Shakespeare was alive today and wrote Romeo and Juliet.
I still wouldn't read it.
In 2024, what would it sound like? I have the Gen Z version of Romeo and Juliet. It is courtesy of @Jax, J-A-X, writes songs. And he and a friend did a little duet as to what it would sound like if Romeo and Juliet were Gen Z. So yeah, she and her friend are there, and Jax writes songs. I was like, yeah, no, that needs to get played on the Bird Show. Well done. Well done with your Gen Z Romeo and Juliet.
All right, let's get Julia on here. We need answers. Going into the weekend here, she met a dude on Tinder that she liked a lot, but she realized while she was out on that date, I guess the dude's friend was with them also?
Oh, yeah, she would rather be with that guy. And we had to tell her to dump the first guy before she even tried the second guy.
Right. Did she, and have we updated that? Did she do that? Or is that what we're finding out today?
That's what we're finding out today.
Okay. Hey, Julia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so we told you that the proper order of things, if you were going to try to make the switch from the Tinder guy to his friend, look, you got to do things in the right order or the friend is never going to accept you. He would say immediately, like, no, you were just out with my friend. I'm not going, unless you get the blessing of the friend. So did you get that?
I mean, sort of, not really. Okay, so here's what happened. We went out this weekend and he was really surprised to see me, but happy surprised.
Okay, because remember, hold on one second, Julie, because we're missing a key part of information here. Tommy was communicating with this guy to set up the date, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Yeah.
And this was a blind date for him. He did not know it was going to be Julia that was there. And I was like,
y'all set it up.
Yeah. I was like, this is the worst idea ever.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What could go wrong?
It ended up being great.
Yeah.
Yeah, like instantly when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I called to do this because he was just really happy to see me. I mean, he was surprised and like a little confused, but he was really happy to see me and he knew like, you know, exactly who I was. And like, he was just like, how are you the girl that was set up with me on the blind date, you know? But so basically based on his reaction, how happy he was to see me, I felt confident enough to be honest with him. And I just told him, like, look, this is what happened. Like, I went out with your friend and wasn't really feeling him, but instantly was attracted to you. And so I went on the Bird Show and asked him to call you. And I just basically put it out there. I was honest. And he thought it was really funny and, like, a little, you know, sneaky, but sneaky cute. And
it was received, like, well.
Yeah, it went really well. And I mean, of course, like halfway through, it got a little serious. Like, okay, how are we going to tell Kyle? And he told me that he would handle it and not to worry about it and that he was going to take care of it. And honestly, I feel like we have a really great connection and he's already been texting me. So I'm so grateful for you guys.
So this is really best case scenario here.
Yeah,
unless... unless the friend said, I mean, you guys only went out one time. But if the friend says, man, that's not cool. dude, I mean, I was really kind of into her. That can mess things up. But if he's already texting you, it would indicate to me, if he's done the right thing, he's already hit the friend up. And the friend's like, oh, it's fine. Dude, I spent one night we hung out.
Yeah, I feel like this is the difference between guys and girls, because that's why I was like, this is total bro code for him to go out with you, even though you're still dating the best friend. And that's why we told you to break him up, because if the reverse had happened, like with me and my girlfriends, so if a guy came to me and was like, yeah, I really like your girl, I want to go out with you, I would probably shut him down because I know how much that would hurt my friend, because that's such an ego, a shot to the ego for women. Like, oh my gosh, am I not pretty enough? Am I not funny enough? And women really, really take that to heart, where I feel like maybe guys are just a little bit more low key and they're like, whatever. Like, she just liked you better, dude.
I think it depends on, because pride can get in the way. Because I think, right, she had two obstacles to really overcome here. One was obviously the new guy had to not feel a way about the fact you went on a date with his friend. And then you got the friend. And I don't think it's a matter of the friend having feelings for her, per se, because it was only one date. But sometimes I think men will allow that pride factor to get in the way of, like, you're going to date her now because I wasn't good enough type thing. But he should have felt like, If you want to date her and you cool with it, it won't bother me.
God, I remember this whole thing now, that I handled this so incorrectly back in college. So my best friend, one of my best friends, Tony, who's still a friend of mine, was dating this girl, D, and they were pretty serious for about a year, but he went back to San Francisco and we were all living in San Diego, and they broke up and he went back home to San Francisco, and D and I hooked up a couple of times. So we felt so bad about it that we drove up from San Diego to San Francisco to tell him together that this had started. And when we told him, he was like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal.
Why'd y'all drive all this way?
Yeah, you could have just texted me.
And I recall me being going, oh, that's cool. And her being like, what do you mean it's cool?
She didn't like that. Like,
you should be more mad about this. So it goes exactly in line with what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, because women, we want to be the prettiest. We just don't handle, like, feeling less than in any way. And so sometimes when two women are pitted against each other, it can really bring out those insecurities. So I just think this is a best case scenario because it's the dudes.
All right, Julia, glad it's all worked out for you. Please keep in touch with us, though, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye now.
The Bird Show.